This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning and welcome to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint here this morning. Aaron is up in Great Falls setting up his gear, and he's going to do a live show up there at Great Falls starting in the 8 a.m. hour. But for right now, it's just us. I have got a lot of messages here this morning on the Montana Talks app. And guys, just so you know, I have read all of your stuff. I've seen all of it. I've got one here from Flyrod in Bozeman. And he says, thanks for your PSA, John. What if the driver in front is doing the speed limit? Well, for you guys didn't hear the last hour, I did a tongue-in-cheek PSA about people that are driving slow in front of you and backing up lines of cars behind you, and just never ever look in their rearview mirror, or if they do, don't care that they're backing up traffic behind them. And I was making the point that you need to either speed up or get out, or, you know, get off the road. You know, just pull off to the side. And so Flyrod's asking, what if the driver is going the speed limit? Well, that's why I said earlier, Flyrod, I said, it means you're going too slow for the conditions. Because we all know, like, say out here on the interstate, you might have a completely open area where it's permissible to go a little bit faster than the speed limit. Whereas here, you know, in a town, congested area, that might not work. You drive to the conditions, they being weather, traffic, all of that. You drive to the conditions. And I know law enforcement, your local police can actually cite you for that, for going to, you know, too slow or too fast for conditions. It doesn't happen often, but they will. Got another, message here from Right On John, where he says, interesting. The left wanted to get rid of school resource officers in the news not long ago, and now this tragic shooting in another school. When will Democrats wake up? Well, I mean, great point, Right On John. And they're not asleep, John. This is all intentional. And boy, that it is really some insidious stuff, and it's a great point you bring up, John. They don't make no mistake, they are willing to sacrifice your children out there. They don't want the school resource officers in there. They were campaigning against any kind of training for the kids, for the, like, kind of crisis, active shooter type of training. Campaigning against it. Can you imagine what kind of person wouldn't want children in a school to be trained to know what to do in the event of a crisis? Ask yourself why they don't want your kids to know that. Because they want them sacrificed. They feel like if they pile up enough bodies, they can push their gun grab legislation through. That's the answer. Hey, I'm hearing the music. Travis is saying we gotta go. We will be right back on Montana Talks.
Hey, so this is something that just launched here in Montana. This is something that's been available in other states, but now you can purchase your lottery tickets over your phone right here in Montana. All this as the Mega Million jackpot is now soaring back over $300 million. This is the Montana-based Mido Lotto app. That's right. You don't have to go fill up your car on gas, drive to the convenience store, purchase your lottery tickets, and then you don't have to worry about losing your lottery tickets, because your lottery tickets are literally kept safe in a safe until the drawing. And here's the deal. You can Venmo money in order to purchase your Mido Lotto tickets. You can do it all through a smartphone. The Mido Lotto app is now available for both Apple and Android phones, so you can download it and play right now. You can also go to MidoLotto.com.
This from experience. experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint. We were talking in the last hour, in the last little while, about this horrendous school shooting. And before I get to that, I want to make sure the number's out there. Number to call in, 406-294-0970, or hit us with messages on the app. To talk about this shooting, that takes us right into the general subject of crime. Now, so you guys know, I'm a retired federal law enforcement agent, 30 years. I do come at this subject from a little bit of expertise. I'm just not yanking it out of my backside, so you know. What do people think about this of human beings in general? What do human beings in general, just your average guy out there, what do they respond to? I'll tell you what they respond to. They respond to force. And I'll give you an example of that, and that's your airline seat. You get in these cramped airlines these days where you've got your knee in your mouth, and you can't even, your shoulder touching the guy next to you. And what does the guy in front of you do? He cranks that seat all the way back, almost right in your nose. Why does he do that? Because the airline says he can. Right? Now, that's just your average Joe. Criminals, the criminal element, the criminal mind is a whole other thing. Those people respond absolutely and to nothing else other than force. They don't respond to reason, logic, nice treatment, a hot meal, a break, getting them a break on a criminal charge, getting them a walk on a criminal charge, a warning. No, they respond to force. They respond to going down to the county jail for 3 months, 6 months, or even longer if you're one of these career criminal guys. If your community, here's the thing. If your community, everybody out there in Billings and across some of these communities across Montana, if your community becomes known as a place of light or zero law enforcement, and also known for a place that has all the social programs that society's scum lives on, you are guaranteeing that your community is going to go down. It's going to go downhill quickly. And there is no reason, like say in a town of Billings, what do you got here in Billings? What's the population? 150, 170,000 in the greater Yellowstone area. Travis is telling me no, but I mean, it's right about there, right? There is no way you should have the crime in Yellowstone County that is occurring right now. It should not be happening in a population this small. Now, why is this going on? Why is all of this happening? And I'll tell you, just in the short term, what's happened in the last 5-6 years, which cannot be overlooked, is the subject of George Floyd. Or how was told to me to say, George Floyd. The spectacle, the media spectacle of what happened in the George Floyd case changed the face of law enforcement to this day. I don't know if it can be turned around. And the biggest, we always knew that Democrats were like this, that Democrats were easy on crime, always wanted the criminals out on the street, always wanted to be spending your tax money to prop them up and enable them. We always knew that. But the biggest thing that George Floyd did was flip Republicans. Republicans became either so scared behind that incident, or so convinced by it, I'm not sure, depending on which one, that they flipped as well. there's this, you know, since 2016 up to now, there's this era of you've got 80% of your Republicans out there are all about, you know, say it in big air quotes, criminal justice reform and social programs. This, you know, and they couch it, sounds really good, right? It's, they couch it under this job training and mental health and rehab centers, which, don't get me wrong, they all have their place. But all of those put together, you know what they're doing now today? They are keeping all of those criminals out of jail. And they're inflicting massive crime waves on your area. And what really galls me too is to watch people here in Montana trying to initiate these programs that are already going on, been going on for years in places like Denver and Seattle and Portland. And those cities have dumped millions and millions of dollars into those programs for years. What have they got? What's it got them? Those places are almost unlivable shift holes. Do you think now you can take our tax money here in Montana and have a different result? No, you cannot. And here's the thing about crime and punishment. It's not what you want it to be, what you wish it would be. It simply is. And it only has one solution. Strength. Force. You start showing people how they're going to be expected to behave, and they will either behave that way or they will move. They will leave the state of Montana. And I'm good either way, folks. I'm good either way.
Offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing in participating locations. Max value $200. Visit JacksonHewitt.com/50 for terms.
You're talking a lot about senior citizens and people that are now on Social Security. Here you are. You finally got the time to do everything that you've wanted to do, but then you don't feel like you can do everything that you've always wanted to do because of pain, because of an achy back, because of achy joints. Well, let me tell you about an option that is now available in Montana. I'm talking about QC Kinetics. They've got over 100 clinics all across America, but they're now here on the ground in Montana, and they specialize in something known as regenerative medicine, where they use the healing properties from your own body to heal your own body. They're now here. It's wildly popular. Pro athletes have been using them for years. It'll get you moving again without surgery, without the pain meds, and without the downtime. Call QC Kinetics now, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.
We're News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Late last week, Shoto, Montana rancher Carly Johnson testified before the U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources regarding the grizzly bear legislation, H.R. 1419, which would direct the Secretary of Interior to issue a new rule removing the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem population of grizzly bears from the federal list of endangered and threatened wildlife.
I shared with them some things about compromises that we've been willing to make as producers to be able to safely live and work with grizzly bears, so that they could understand that we're not asking for a one-way street, we're asking for a two-way street, and for bears to start making some compromises. And then I just shared about what it's like to be in a position where you're asked to raise your babies with a sow grizzly bear and her cubs, and how that's really challenging for me. And it's also really challenging for that sow grizzly bear.
Johnson also explained to members of Congress how their ranch has had to change their livestock management strategies, including changing to flood irrigation, changing their heifer calving date, not raising sheep, erecting a grizzly bear fence at more than $6,000 out of pocket, and also being very extremely cautious and aware of their surroundings when spraying noxious weeds and fixing fence out among the grizzly bears. I'm Wayne Ortlund.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint this morning. The number again to call in is 406-294-0970. Make sure and hit us there. Hit us on the app if you've got anything to that you want to pass and you don't have time to actually get us a call in here this morning. Going back to what we were talking about a minute ago, we were talking about crime. Another point on that I wanted to hit is that a lot of us out there, and I know just until, say, a year ago or 2 years ago, I was still under this illusion. I was under the illusion that our Republicans, the guys, you know, and once again, big air quotes, the guys on our side, were out there fighting this battle for us. They were actually out there trying to be tough on crime, tougher sentences, more jail, more support for the police, more enforcement. And I was in for a big shock. I've been retired a few years now and did not fully realize, like I said in the last segment, how badly the subject of George Floyd had pushed our own Republicans away from the basic truths of crime and punishment. And I'm here to tell you right now, if you don't hear your elected officials here in Montana, and I mean all of them, I mean from city to state, all of them, if you don't hear them talking about tougher sentencing, minimum mandatory sentencing, building more jails, more police, more support for the police, then you've got a problem. If they are talking about, it, once again, in big air quotes, criminal justice reform, okay, that's a big, big trigger right there. That's how you know you've got a guy who's not on your side as far as this crime subject. Now, happens because, now, don't you think that's just a nice little saying there? Criminal justice reform. Doesn't it sound like that all these just poor set upon minorities who've been just crucified by the police all these years, we're going to make sure that stuff doesn't happen anymore. Well, yeah, it's not about that at all. But first of all, in my 30 years, none of that, I ever saw any of that happen, first of all. And that's not what it's about. It's about spending your tax money on social programs and leaving these criminals out on the street, period. Let's see, we got Jay in Bozeman on line one. Let me see if I can get you on here, Jay. Stand by. All right. You there, Jay?
I am there, Mr. Joker. How are you this morning?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So, at the risk of exposing who I am, I'm a previous law enforcement officer, and I work in a very different field now. I'm pretty conservative constitutionally and fiscally. I can remember going through my very first police academy when Rodney King happened and how that impacted coast to coast the use of force continuum that was impressed upon us by our elected servants, also known as professional politicians. You're right. Our Republican, air quotes, representatives are nothing more than invertebrate eunuchs who will tear each other's throats out before defending you and I politically against the, I don't even know what to call, sycophantic Democrat liberals. I hate the division in this country. I honestly believe that our law enforcement needs to be much better trained. And I'm talking about the law side of it, what they can and can't do. They tend to make it up as they go along. I've seen it happen, and I've wondered also in retrospect if I didn't do that from time to time. I'm saying like the first year of law school training, a year, 12 months, 365 days, not a day less, not a day more. They need to know the law. Period. End of story. Because if they don't know the law, they don't know what they're doing. And we're putting them out there under the auspices of personal autonomy or professional autonomy, and they impact us very negatively. And I can't imagine what it might be like to to be other than a Caucasian person and have an innate fear of authority figures and then be stopped by, oh, two, three, four, five of them, and they start getting rough with you, the fear that that would invoke. That said, just do what they tell you to do, and odds are you're going to survive whatever you've done to draw their attention. So it's a two-way street. We as citizens need to be better, stop acting out violently towards one another and drawing the police into it. And literally, politicians, administrators, sheriffs, please train these people better. Spend the dang money to train your officers better than you're training them now. It's not all about firearms and high-speed pursuit.
Hey, Jay, stand by. We got to go to a break. If you want to hang in, stand by. We got to go to a break here in just a second.
Sure.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Nashville police have a manifesto left behind by 28-year-old Audrey Hale before killing 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults at a school she attended as a kid. She sent messages to a friend first.
In them, Hale reveals she no longer wants to live, adding that, quote, this is not a joke. Despite an attempt to reassure Hale, Hale replies, I just need to die.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Philadelphia drinking water is being monitored for contamination from a chemical spill. People are told, though it's safe to drink until at least tomorrow night as that water moves downstream.
City officials say they've seen no sign of contamination following a chemical spill into the Delaware River last Friday. Between 8 and 12,000 gallons of a water-based latex finishing solution spilled from a chemical facility in Bristol Township.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. There are more protests in France today over a plan to raise the retirement age. On Wall Street, stocks are starting the day basically flat. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. I think we might have lost Jay there. I don't know if he's still on the line, but he made a really, really good point right there. Former law enforcement officer right there. And he was talking about training and specifically training in the law. Now, I can't speak to what, say, the Montana State law enforcement officers, your local police or state police, I can't speak to what they get up there in Helena as far as their law training. I can only speak to mine. I went through several different academies because I was with several different agencies, and I can tell you one thing: our law training was done by professional lawyers, and the classes were on a level of a law school class in law school, and they tell you that straight up. Very hard stuff, and it's throughout your entire training, whether it's 8 weeks, 16 weeks, whatever it is. And you go through scenarios, very hard testing, and they make sure you know that stuff inside and out. And then when you get out into the field, your first couple of years, you've got a senior agent and your boss watching you like a hawk to make sure you are following through with that stuff. And even if they miss it, then your AUSA, your federal prosecutor, will pop, he'll smack you back into line real quick, you know, if you are not doing what you should be doing. I think I have Mr. Blue on line one here. Stand by, Blue. Let me see if I can get you. Hold on. Are you there, Blue?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Everyone was telling me to call in. What's going on over there?
Well, it's funny. It's great. You know, for you guys to know, Blue is my buddy from Twitter, former law enforcement officer there on the East Coast, and very knowledgeable on the stuff we're just talking about now. And, Blue, we were just talking about crime in general, the Democrats, Republicans, and also the training.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you guys were talking about that shooting that had occurred yesterday.
Oh, well, yeah. We spent the whole first hour on that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no need to rehash that again.
No, I'd like to hear your take on it.
Oh, on the shooting?
Yeah.
Or on the training to prevent it. I was going to just make one comment, and then I'll get off and let somebody of greater intelligence speak. it's a simple fix. You get an individual like they have at the high school that I coach at that sits out in a car in front of the school with a rifle in his car, and you have him camped out there, and this is preventable, and it's relatively inexpensive to do that, to hire somebody, whether it's an active duty police officer, a former police officer, a former military, that's license to carry a firearm to stand watch in front of every school in the United States. If they can pay for trans surgeries in foreign countries for kids, they can pay for that.
Hey, Blue, stand by one. We are going to a hard break. Stand by one. I'll bring you back after the break. Hold on.
Follow in this man's baby steps, and you too can give your debt-free scream. Dave Ramsey, each weeknight starting at 9 on News Talk 103.3 and AM 970.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, John, thanks for coming down here in the early morning hours of Montana Talks. Aaron Flint here. I'm getting all set up here in Great Falls for our live show from Great Falls here later this morning. We got school board candidates. I'm here for the Montana Association of County Road Supervisors. So we've got engineering firms, construction firms, your great road crews from all across Montana, all here gathered in one place. So going to catch up with a lot of great folks here later this morning. In the meantime, John, I want to let you guys know, I know you're Mr. Twitter. You're the Joker from Twitter. So you're pretty techy. You've probably got an app for this or an app for that. This is a new app that is now available here in Montana. Some of you, you know, you make the drive to go pick up lottery tickets. Well, now you don't even need to make the drive. With the Mega Million jackpot soaring back over $300 million, it's time to get playing again. There's now a smarter, safer, and easier way to get your tickets with the Montana-based Mido Lotto app. With Mido Lotto, you can order your Montana lottery tickets right from your phone. You save time, you save gas by not having to get cash or drive to the convenience store, and your tickets are kept safe, literally in a safe, until the drawing. So you don't even have to worry about losing your winning ticket. Go to MidoLotto.com. That's MidoLotto, MidoLotto.com. You download the app and you actually get a free ticket now. That's a free chance to win over $300 million. Mido Lotto has been around for years in other states, but it just launched here in Montana last fall. You can even Venmo Mido Lotto to fill your wallet, just like sending a friend to get a ticket for you. So check it out, the Mido Lotto app, now available for both Apple and Android. You can download and play right now.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. As you heard right there, Aaron is setting up and getting ready for his live broadcast from Great Falls here in just a few minutes. We still got Blue on the line. Stand by. Let me cue him up. Blue, you still there, brother?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me, what's your take, first of all, on the shooting?
Well, I think I was speaking about it prior to the break. They could solve this issue fairly easily and just have a police officer at every school in the United States, an armed police officer with a patrol rifle. And, you know, obviously, you know, it's going to cost, you know, significant funds, but it's going to be far less than a lot of other programs that are funded by the government.
Oh, and I don't know if you heard the previous caller. We had a guy call in from Bozeman, retired local officer, and he's thinking that a lot of local officers don't get appropriate legal training in their academies. I know you right. Come from a big East Coast police department there. What was your opinion of your legal training?
It was incredible. I mean, we as I told you on one of the five, we were in the academy for over 8 months. And one of the biggest parts of the curriculum was the code. Was the legal code, and we had, I believe it was 27 exams on just the legality of being a police officer. I'm actually outside walking my dog. to get to that point, it was extensive training that we had in that area. Now, that's not going to be the same that you're going to get in some of the smaller departments where they send their officers to regional academies, you know, that service a lot of different areas, you know, the sheriff's departments and the local small PDs that will have you know, 10, 15 officers. I don't believe it's that expensive, as you would be in a big city.
I would actually go the other way than Jay went. I can say for me, because of the extensive legal training I got as well, when I came out of academies, I was actually more willing to go places that maybe some of the senior agents weren't, because I absolutely knew the law. And then what happens is your senior agents or your boss or your federal prosecutor will tell you, hey, just because that's the actual law or the actual regulation doesn't mean you can do it. Right? So they kind of rein you in a little bit on that. But I thought my training was excellent, just like you're saying.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, I learned a lot. And, you know, we were prepared when we left. I mean, we were prepared, at least from the knowledge standpoint of what the law was, when we left, when we graduated.
I thought so too. I'd like to hear if there's any kind of if there's out there in the listening audience, there's anybody from the Montana law enforcement, former or current, that wants to call in and talk about the current training out there in Helena. Please do. Hey, Blue, what's your take on the this transgender shooter?
Well, I was reading your Twitter feed, and I don't do a whole lot of that anymore, but I was reading your Twitter feed this morning, and, you know, the signs were there. I mean, they're wearing the t-shirt, you know, they're standing out there saying, hey, we're gonna, so they're basically, they're telegraphing the fact that we're gonna go ahead and commit violence, because, they feel like the rights of transgender children are being infringed. So it was out there, and, you know, the FBI probably knew who a lot of these people were, and again, you know, They acted on things that they said they were going to do.
Well, and check this out. And I got this morning from our friend, Grammy Pam. She is, Grammy Loves Golf on Twitter. And she sent me this poster, and it's from VA Tran on Twitter. And they are planning some kind of, demonstration there April 1st. I want to say that's this weekend. Of some kind of trans rally, and the graphic on this thing is just incredible. It's in big pink and blue, and it says Trans Day of Vengeance. That's vengeance. Assembling in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. And we've been hearing this a lot from these people, and it was played out, as we saw yesterday, in violence, in death, in murder. These people are no longer about any kind of peaceful protest and tolerance, and we just want basic rights. They want you to do what they say, or they're going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, Blue.
All right, brother. Well, I'll let you get on to another call. I appreciate you letting me on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for the call.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
That I won't say where the police department that my buddy Blue worked in out there, but it was a big one. So when he tells you that kind of stuff, he knows what he's talking about. I'll tell you something else I saw today that really got me. And the state of violence and crime in our society, like we've been talking about all morning, is really out of control. And lost in the coverage now of the shooter there in Nashville is the fact that over the weekend, a staffer for U.S. Senator Rand Paul was attacked and stabbed multiple times in broad daylight in Washington, D.C. It doesn't appear right now that this was in any way targeted at Rand Paul or his people. Probably just a random act of violence, some kind of attempted robbery. But I'm also seeing that this perpetrator had just gotten out of jail. Barely days had gotten out of jail and immediately viciously attacked and stab someone in broad daylight in downtown D.C. That's another thing a lot of us need we don't talk about enough out there. We've talked about crime here this morning, but going hand in hand with a lot of that is mental illness. And for years and years and years now, we haven't had the insane asylums, those type of places to lock these people up. A lot of people out there, what they do is the result of mental illness. And they're not ever going to fit into society. They're not going to take medication that would maybe help them. And they are not benign individuals. They are violent, crazy people that should not ever be allowed to wander around in society free. But yet, look at that everywhere you go. You're seeing that in Montana now. You're seeing that in just about every decent-sized city in Montana. You go to any corner or, say, you know, kind of the poorer side of town, near the interstates, these people are everywhere. And make no mistake, this is not some downtrodden homeless vet out on his luck. This is a crazy person pulling his pants down, urinating in public, and would assault you and your family if given half a chance. All right, that's enough of my rant on that for a minute. And we've got the music going, and we're going to a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
News commentary.
We need a feel-good story to start the week, and I've got just the thing. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for season 3 of my limited time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay. I'll chat with guests who have had major career or life pivots and people who have persevered and are leaving a trail of inspiration for all of us to follow. Of course, we'll have some laughs along the way. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts. I'm Dana Perino, and everything will be okay.
With all the bad news lately, I figured we could start the week on a positive note with the story of Floyd Barber, a 91-year-old Korean War veteran from Tucson, Arizona. Floyd pinched pennies to afford some teeth repairs, but on his way to the dentist, he was robbed of all $7,000 of his cash. Feeling down, he went to his favorite restaurant for some comfort, and when his waitress Sherry heard about his bad luck, she set up a GoFundMe account to raise money for Floyd's dental repairs. Strangers and friends pitched in, and in about a week, his fund was over $10,000. Floyd said the generosity of his community restored his faith in people, and you know what, just reading the story helped to restore mine. You know, there's a lot of bad news in this world and a lot of bad people, but sometimes we need a subtle reminder that most people are decent and kind. So God bless our elderly, God bless our veterans, and God bless America. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at outkick.com.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you know spring building season, if you happen to be in the market for a new building, check out our friends at Aldrich Lumber. They've got a couple of crews that have been with them now for over 10 years. But if you're looking to build an indoor riding arena, or maybe you want a calving barn or a lambing barn so that you're not stuck out in the cold next winter. Or maybe, you know, you've got a boat or a camper that you're looking to get out this summer and you want to keep it out of the elements. You want to store it out of the sun just like you want to keep it out of the snow. Well, they can even build a shop for you out back. So check out our friends AldrichLumber.com. They've built everything from a 30 by 40 to a 72 by 200, and everything in between.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time.
Amber.com.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at GrizzlyGoldandSilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson. I told Travis when I came in here this morning, I've got my one of these big, big, giant coffee mugs, and it's a Let's Go Brandon coffee mug. So, it's legit. But inside this massive coffee cup are 6 shots of espresso. So I am wired for speed and sound this morning, folks. I am ready to go. We were talking earlier, we've been talking all morning about this horrible shooting in Nashville. Six dead, three children, three nine-year-olds, and three teachers done by this freak, trans criminal. Well, of course, you know, Grandpa Poopy Pants and his people couldn't wait 1 second, and they were gonna come out and jump on this and try to score political points about it and turn it right into a call for gun control, which they do every time because they are political assassins and all they care about is disarming you, the law-abiding citizens out there. But what he did when he came out yesterday was just obscene because he came out wanting to talk about this shooting, and what does he open up with? Travis has got the audio here. He opens up talking about ice cream.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, it's a delight to have you all here. You know those good-looking kids back there? Are your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys.
Oh my God! I swear, you know, Travis, I feel like Mark Levin here. You know, it's, you know how you hear Mark Levin listen to these clips and say, "Shut it off!" I can't take it. Can you imagine if that was Donald Trump coming down to address a horrific school shooting? And you come down sounding like a nursing home patient and begin to talk about ice cream and then looking at, you know, who are those good looking kids in the back? I just cannot with this guy. And you know, once again, you know what would be said if that was any Republican president up there doing that. The media would be pulling their hair out, gnashing their teeth, clawing their face off over it. One last thing before we go to the break, and to Aaron Flint up there in Great Falls. We had a caller last week that called in and was a little annoyed with, I guess, with me and Aaron, and wanted us to talk about local issues. And was mad that we were talking about, you know, some national issues. And, you know, while the guy has a point and we always want to hit news, we all of us want to hear in Montana the news that affects us, the important stuff that's going on in our state. I'm telling you here right now, you had better be paying attention to what these people are doing in D.C. What they are doing in your name all over the world. And I'm telling you why. You may not care about it. You may care about just, you know, my trip to the VA or whatever is happening to go on in my little town. That may be all you care about. But here's the thing. They care about you. And this communist regime that's in power right now, that's all they do. Every agency head, every regulator, every staffer in the White House, it is one massive, continuous onslaught to take away your rights and install themselves in permanent power. Always remember that. Always be paying attention to all of it. This is John Jackson, and we are going to Aaron Flint in the next hour up in Great Falls. It's been great, folks. Thank you. Me and Delwin.